Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Meteorologist Cody Wilson here, the founder and creator of Denver Infront Range Weather. A dry cold front swept across the state of Colorado earlier this afternoon, kicking up a northerly wind in its wake. Unfortunately, this has caused a big uptick in fire activity with the Mullen and Cameron Peak fires. Smoke is billowing from southern Wyoming and Larimer County and is migrating southeast across portions of the Front Range foothills, I-25 corridor, and eastern plains with a rapid decline in air quality. Where the sun is shining, temperatures are in the 80s. Where smoke is inhibiting solar heating, temperatures have backed off into the 70s. Expect this trend to continue throughout the week with major changes coming to the state and the surrounding region starting on Sunday and really ramping up as we go into next week. A broad trough of low pressure will swing across the Great Basin, bringing wind, rain to lower elevations, and high mountain snow along with much colder temperatures. It's unclear exactly how this storm will unfold. We are still about 5 to 6 days away, but you can trust I will keep you updated as we get closer. I am currently looking for a business sponsor of my podcast who is interested in financially contributing to the mission and purpose of Denver and Front Range Weather, preferably a locally owned business who offers products and services somewhat related to the field of meteorology or science, but it certainly is not a deal breaker by any means. If that's something you would be interested in, feel free to shoot me a message on the Facebook page. That is the latest weekly outlook for the state of Colorado. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson for Denver and Front Range Weather.